దేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ 11th canto, chapter 22nd, Elements of Material Creation, text number 17. Sargadau prakrutiryasya karya karana rupini sattvadi bhir gunair dhatte పురుషో వ్యక్త ఇక్షతే సర్గాదౌ ప్రకృతిర్యస్య కార్యకారణ రూపిణి సత్వాదిభిర్ గుణైర్ ధత్తే పురుషో వ్యక్త ఇక్షతే సర్గాదౌ ప్రకృతిర్యస్య కార్యకారణ రూపిణి సత్వాదిభిర్ గుణైర్ ధత్తే పురుషో వ్యక్త ఇక్ష్వతే మాతాజీస్ సర్గాదౌ ప్రకృతిర్యస్య కార్యకారణ రూపిణి సర్గ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ అదౌ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ప్రకృతి హీ ద మటీరియల్ నేచర్ హీ ఇండీడ్ అస్య ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ కార్య ద మేనిఫెస్ట్ ప్రొడక్ట్స్ కారణ అండ్ సెటిల్ కాజెస్ రూపిణి ఎంబాడీయింగ్ సత్వ ఆదిభి బై ద మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ passion and ignorance gunaihi the modes dhatte assumes its position purushah the supreme lord avyaktah not involved in material manifestation ikshate witnesses translation in the beginning of creation nature assumes by the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, its form as the embodiment of all subtle causes and gross manifestations within the universe. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not enter the interaction of material manifestation, but merely glances upon the nature. purport. The personality of Godhead is not subject to transformation like the subtle and gross material elements. Thus the Lord is avyakta or not materially manifest at any stage of cosmic evolution. Regardless of the specific method of cataloging the material elements, the Lord remains the ultimate creator, maintainer and annihilator of the total cosmic situation. Thus the Lord is avyakta or not materially manifest at any stage of cosmic evolution. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Inmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are in almost in the middle of 11th canto. It definitely must be the 7th day beginning of Bhagavatam of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev. You can imagine the situation. 6 days, no sleep, no food, no drink, no break. And even Krishna is talking to Uddhav for a long time now. I think three months we are talking about 11th canto. Right from Uddhava's talk and so it's amazing patience and interest and enthusiasm in the speaker and the audience. And apparently 10th canto even for us and for Parikshit Maharaj must be interesting because so many wonderful pastimes of the Lord. And 11th canto is mostly philosophy. But still, the difference between us and the listeners of Bhagavatam is that they are transcendental. They are always immersed in relishing the nectar either directly from Krishna's pastimes or from the words of Krishna, from his own mouth. So Arjuna also only heard philosophy for a long time on the battlefield. But the situation in the audience, in the Shrota, is such that they are so mumukshu and eager to hear, and the Lord is taking so much interest into coaching his devotees at the right time. Same thing happening with Uddhava also. Uddhava also is in the same situation. He wants to go with the Lord, but the Lord says you have to stay back. You have service over here. So Uddhava is surrendered and is listening to the Lord's messages, which are pacifying him and putting him on a stable platform and happy platform. So what is mentioned here is about so many elements of the material creation. 25 elements are described in the previous shlokas and how they are created. So all this is an activity in the phase of creation of the universe. That means the seed is coming out of the pore of Mahavishnu's body and it is developing by the Lord's mercy. That means by his glands, by his drishti path, and it gets activated. What is supposed to be like dead or inactive becomes active as soon as the Lord's divine glance falls on that. And that personality is Mahavishnu. And who is Mahavishnu? He is the expansion of expansion of expansion of expansion of Krishna. Sri Krishna expands into Balaram, Balaram expands into Sankarshan, then Chaturvyuha, then again Sankarshan, then Narayan. And that personality is there in Golok, in spiritual world. And after Narayan, one personality comes out, that is Mahavishnu. And he is the first personality, first Purusha in the material creation. So it is not Krishna actually in one sense. It is Krishna in one sense and not Krishna also in one sense. It is Krishna in one sense because Krishna's expansion is doing this, and not Krishna because it is not that Vibhuja Krishna who is in the mood of always enjoying Leela Purushottam. Now the Purusha is doing something else. And amazingly what is mentioned over here is that he is not involved. Although he is doing Dushtipad and it's happening on its own and everything is developing so beautifully, so meticulously, so much minutely, subtle causes, cross manifestations are amazingly coming out. I remember in my college days, this was my favorite topic of telling my friends, right from the first year of my Krishna consciousness. This part of creation was so impressive. And I would tell in canteen, in hostels, in TV room, everywhere I would tell how the creation takes place. And the listeners were mostly not believers, but they would listen very attentively, all the detailed aspect of this creation. And they would say, we don't believe iota of what you told, but we appreciate your conviction with which you are telling this. This is very wonderful actually. Lord is lying. He is in deep sleep. And then the seed comes out and it develops. And take a particular Brahmanda, then the Mahavishnu expands into Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And there are many Garbhodakshai Vishnus. And then Garbhodak is formed and he is sitting on the asana of Sheshashai, Shesha Bhagavan. Lakshmiji massaging his feet. And then from his navel, Brahma comes. And the stem of the lotus has all the lokas. And then Brahma is bewildered and Brahma gets knowledge and Brahma creates all the species, all the upasarga. Secondary creation. Till this point, the Lord does, there is sarga. And then secondary creation, and then all the living entities are created. They all are in the body of Mahavishnu. From there are imported in this particular Brahmanda. And then Brahma engineers everybody's body and sets up their account of karma. All the demigods are set in their position, their job descriptions are given. And thus begins the creation and the life in all the 14 planets. It has some duration, it ends, again goes back in the body of Mahavishnu. But nowhere Mahavishnu is involved, personally. Garbhodakshai is involved, Mahavishnu is just sleeping. But he wakes up when Krishna comes to meet him. He reels after waking up when Krishna plays his flute. So, when the Lord says that I am not involved, it is true. But at the same time, he is involved also because it is mentioned here. Although he is not involved in cataloging the material elements, he remains the ultimate creator. He remains the maintainer. He remains the annihilator. It's like when devotees come here and they see things, they see His Holiness Radhana Swami's instructions and hand in everything. While every minute thing he is not doing. But the domain prevails, right? So when you go to some company, the boss may not be in every nook and corner of the company in production site, but everything is happening under his control. He is the director. By his direction, everything is happening. So he is there and he is not there also. But you can never say he is not there. He is not involved. He is always there. His control prevails. So like that, the Lord is involved. But as long as it is material creation, He is not involved. But soon, when Vrindavan pastimes manifest, what happens? He is fully involved. That is the beauty of the whole thing. Lord is not interested in material world. He is totally detached from it. But moment the devotee or moment a living entity gets inspired by the Lord and wants to go back to the Lord, immediately Lord is involved. He is not attached, but he is involved. And so much is involved that he talks philosophy that I am not involved, not attached, I am not concerned. Everything is done by the Prakriti. But whose Prakriti it is? It is Sri Krishna's Prakriti only. Bahiranga Shakti is controlling the external activities of the world. But Antaranga Shakti still exists and he also exists. And both of them become very highly activated as soon as the living entity is showing some interest in the Lord and the spirituality. So I remember this kind of detachment, one story I remember, that one time the gopis heard that Durvasa Muni has come beyond Jamuna. So they wanted to feed him, please him, take his blessings. They cooked lot of items and they went to the Ganga to cross, and Ganga was Jamuna, and Jamuna was flooding. So they thought, what to do now? So they met Krishna on the way. So they asked Krishna, we want to go to serve Durvasa Muni. So how to go? So he said that, tell Brahmachari Krishna is asking for the way. So they were quite puzzled at that time. How we can ask like this? He is always with us. We have women, he is man. But that time there was no time to ponder much. So they just wanted to experiment and go. They went to the bank of Jamuna and said, Brahmachari Krishna desires the way through you. And immediately Jamuna gave way. And they quickly crossed through. They went on the other bank of Jamuna. They went to the land and they went to Durvasa Muni. And they were very happy in feeding him. They had cooked so many items of variety of sweetmeats and panchapakvana. And they served Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni ate everything to the heart's content. Long distance the whole thing was spread and Durvasa Muni really enjoyed, relished the whole items. And then the gopis, they were blessed by Durvasa Muni. And they were returning back. And when they returned back, again Jamuna was flooding. They were wondering what to do, how to go back. So they went back to Durvasa Muni and asked him, Maharaj, how do we go back? So Durvasa Muni said very amazing thing. He said, the Durvasa Muni who only eats the juice of Durva, that is that Darbha, you know, Darbhankura, one who only drinks and survives on Durva Rasa, he is asking for the way, please give way. So they are wondering, just now he ate so many items, where are Durva Rasa in that? Durva Rasa was not there as one of the items also. Plus he ate so many items. They were still puzzled, but they wanted to go back. So they went to the bank of Jamuna and said, the one Durvasa Muni who eats only, who drinks only and survives only on Durva Rasa, he is asking the way, please give way. Immediately Jamuna gave way. So puzzled, they crossed Jamuna and they came on the other side, Vrindavan side of Jamuna. And sure enough, Krishna met them. So now their job was done, so they were free. They asked Krishna, please let us know, what is this puzzling thing? You said something, he said something, but we don't believe in those things. So that time again, the unenvolvement of Krishna into affairs, he spoke. He said that although I am with all of you, I am not attached to any one of you. I just simply exist. I am not attached to any one of you. Oh wow, really? They were puzzled. Okay, I understand you are quite detached and not involved. What about Durvasa Muni? He ate everything in front of our eyes. He said he ate everything in the mood of having Durva Rasa only. He never ate that as gulab jamun and rasgulla and pakoda and kadi and everything. His consciousness was whatever he was honoring for your pleasure, for he was accepting your love, but he was honoring it as Durva Ras only. So this first time also Krishna, what he showed? Detachment. So the same personality who shows detachment like this. If you go to Barsana, he is so attached. We can't believe that he is the same personality who is involved in any material creation. He is detached from all the gopis. He just becomes invisible as soon as the gopis become little proud. He is not attached. But what happens after he leaves them? He becomes restless. He goes under the tree and starts meditating on Radharani and her lotus feet. And then he is so involved in the meditation that he is doing that he becomes Kauravarna under the Imlitala tree. Imlitala. This is amazing, right? What about Javat? He is so restless that he comes to Kokilavan one day with Subal and he is so restless that he is saying, Subal, I want to meet Radharani. Now that same personality who is apparently is not involved, he is now so restless and he is playing his flute and he is calling in the eighth note to Radharani. Again and again. One time he plays, Radharani becomes alerted. Oh, I want to go. Krishna is playing flute in Kokilavan. So she immediately picks up a pot and goes out. And Jatila is sitting there. He says, where are you going? He said, I want to fill water. So she is saying, oh, just now you filled up water and came. Go inside, there is no need of water. Enough water is in the house. So she goes back and very sad she is. And she puts her head in her knees and starts crying that I can't go. And then Krishna is second time he is playing, second bugle. Again she stands up, but she knows Mother Jatila is sitting on the door. So again she sits down and starts crying. and no response. Again, third time Krishna plays the flute. You know, when this happens, you know, like, first warning bell, second warning bell, how I go? Oh, now I have to keep my book aside and go in the exam hall. So that kind of anxiety is there. So Krishna is saying, Subal, looks like today Radharani is not coming. She is not going to come. And I am not going to live. I am going to give up my life. And I want to tell you, if I die, please, this Gunjamala and this flute, give as my loving gift to Radharani. It's like ultimate talk he does. Subal becomes so restless. No, Krishna. And he falls, he throws the flute and he falls on the ground, almost unconscious, shedding tears. So that time Subal says, don't worry. I'm still there. Don't worry. In the past also I've helped you in the difficult situations. I will do something. You please don't give up your life. That you promise me. So Subal goes and Subal, it's only 1 kilometer. Today also it's just, you can walk 10 minutes from Kokilavan to Javat. And then he comes in and this house, you know, that house was actually built by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. When Radharani got married to Abhimanyu, Vrishabhanu Maharaj built a palace in Javat. So Jatila Kutila, Abhimanyu, Radharani all staying in that palace. It's living on a hillock. So he goes there and he's just, you know, wandering here and there as if he has lost something and he's searching something. So Jatila is sitting on the door only with a stick in the hand and she sees Subal. Oh, Subal, what happened to you? So he says, why are you looking so red and tired and exhausted? Yes, mother, I have lost my calf, so I am searching my calf. Maybe it has come here. So, oh, poor Subal, you look so tired. First, don't worry, we will search your calf and you will, first you drink water, go to my house and my Bahu will give water to you. And that's what he wanted actually. He wanted to go inside and meet Radharani. So he goes inside and then they see Subal quiet inside the house. They feel so happy. How you got in? He said, yes, this is how I got in. Said Krishna is, then he gives report to Radharani. His same personality, who's so detached. His report is being given that he is almost unconscious. And what he told was most painful. He said he will die and he'll give flute and gunjamala to you as gift, as vasiyat, what you call. My will, my death will is to give you flute and gunjamala. So she becomes so much upset and so sorry. She said, what to do, Subal? Please tell me, I want to meet him. I can't hear this news. It's so painful, breaking my heart. So Subal says, I have an idea. All of you know that I look like you. Radharani has same features as Subal by the Lord's divine arrangements. He said, Subal said to Radharani, I will become you and you become me and you go and you go and meet Krishna. He said, how I will become you and you become me? He said, you, my dhoti and kurta, you wear. And your lenga and fariya, I will wear. And I will sit here as you, amongst your friends. And you go as me. So she said, I have two problems. I've got very long snake-like hair. How do I hide them? He said, my feta is there. I will nicely tie my feta to you and hide all your hair. He said, second problem is I've got very raised vakshasthal. So how do I hide that? He said, see, anyway I came for searching calf. So you pick up one calf from your cow shed and hold it on your chest like this. And then she said, I have a third problem also. I have got very sweet feminine voice. So what if she asks me something on the way, what will I answer? So he said, when she asks anything to you, say, just say, Don't say anything. Don't utter any word, just say, So now, then they dress up immediately, the sakis get into action and he takes her lenga and wears and fariya and, you know, takes chunni and everything and sits inside the sakis and she goes inside and wears his dhoti and wears his feta, goes in cow shed and gets a calf and holds it like this and starts going in the same mood as, I found my calf, I lost my calf, I came searching for the calf, I drank water in your house and I am going. So she is going out, as Subal. And she says, oh, Subal, did you get your calf? Yes, yes, I got your calf. My Bahu gave you water? Yes, yes. Very happy, satisfied. I took some rest also. I am fresh now. So, matlab, he didn't say anything, by the way. He's saying all this in the mind only. What she's saying? Did you find your calf? Did my Bahu give water to you? Are you going now? I'm going. So he goes. And she goes all the way to Kokilavan. And there, our kana is almost unconscious. You know, like breathing is last, counting his breaths and counting his last heartbeats. And lo and behold, over and above that, what he sees, Subal coming back with a cough instead of Radharani. He was supposed to go and bring Radharani. So he comes back. So Krishna is like saying, oh, now I have to take my last breath. This now I just cannot bear. You also have failed in relieving my misery and solving the problem. So please take this kunjamala and take this flute and give it to Radharani. I'm going. Bye. See you. That Radharani could not bear his, you know, that situation that he was in, the predicament that he was in. She just couldn't bear. She just throws the feta down, puts the calf down and just reveals herself as Radharani. And Krishna just jumps up. That detached personality, you know, who said, I am not attached to you. That person said, whenever creation takes place, I am not involved. I don't even get involved. Whether there is a subtle causes and gross material manifestations are manifesting, I am not involved. He is the same person. So, what activates him? And what makes him detached? When there is love, genuine spiritual love, it activates him. It makes him get involved, attached, everything. And what makes him get detached is our material activities, our material consciousness. So he is a very, very personal Lord with so much of emotions and so much of emotional upheavals also. He is not just emotional in one direction. He also gets sad, he also cries, he also almost leaves up life. And he gets so excited, he dances, and he meets them, and he does so many tricks. He becomes cuckoo bird, he becomes, so many things he becomes. One time he came as Kokil in Kokilavan, and he was building, Bhakti Ratnakar gives nice shlokas about how one day when Kokil came and made beautiful sound, and Radharani said, oh, such a beautiful Kokil is making sound, and Jatila said, wow, wonderful, so nice Kokila said, so mummy, I cannot go. Oh, my dear mother-in-law, can I go and hear the Kokil? It's a very unique cuckoo bird has come today. Yes, yes, I also want to go, but I'm old and lame, I cannot go. And I also can't see much, so I can't walk. You go, and please enjoy. And Radharani and every gopis, I went to Kokila one and heard. So you can see what a beautiful form he's taking. Amazing form, amazing way. Then the same personality is standing in Nandagaon, topmost board situation. And Radharani is in topmost situation in Vrishabhanu Mahal. And they are signaling from there. And there is a place behind Radharani's temple where she is standing and signaling to Krishna. Deep anxiety and deep anticipation. And they are seeing from each other from long distance. Almost today is 7 kilometers to 8 kilometers. And so much ecstasy is there. Radharani, where she is standing, the stone is melting and there are footprints there. So such highly emotional activities take place, highly emotional expression takes place from the same personality who is so inactive and detached from whenever there is a material situation. So the message for us is that the creation is so wonderful, but the creation is meant for actually in one direction, to give reactions to all the actions of the conditioned souls who are detached, uninterested in Krishna. But also the creation is made to give opportunity to those souls who are not so loving to Krishna, or averse to Krishna, or hating to Krishna, or disobedient to Krishna, to give them a chance. So in that jail arrangement, there is an opportunity for the prisoner to activate Krishna for him, by activating himself in devotion to Krishna. So, we can be here in a situation where the Lord is fully inactive in our life by doing our material activities, you know, enjoying sense gratification and suffering and trying to enjoy more and more, thinking I'm enjoying and getting more and more entangled and go in cycles of birth and death, suffer perpetually and, you know, get ragged by the three modes of material nature. Prakriti is beating us like anything. Or wisely in the company of devotees, which is also arranged by the Lord for our benefit. It's also planted in that. He has also planted satsanga in this whole software so that the living entities can get attracted. And we wake up immediately the second purpose of creation is activated by the Lord. Immediately. Isn't that true? All of us have experienced. Till the time we were enjoying and trying to exploit the material nature, nothing was activated. But as soon as we met devotees and that struck us and we just took it up, everything got manifested. Oh, there's a different kind of world I never knew. Wow, today I'm exposed. I'm so lucky to be exposed to this wonderful, beautiful world. It struck so much within the heart, struck a chord within. The whole direction of life changed. This is our Lord. So He chooses to become inactive as per our behavior. He chooses to become fully active as per our behavior. And He becomes very emotionally affected when we become pure devotees. He plays with us when we become pure devotees. You can imagine, Srinathji appeared in this material world simply to fulfill his remaining Sakya Lila desires. He seems he was not so happy and fulfilled and completely happy and satisfied with his Sakya Lila when he became Krishna. He came as Krishna. So he chose to come again in the form of a deity of Gopal. And what he did, half the time, most of the times he would be coming out of the deity, Pratyaksha, and playing with his friends. And most of the times also he would be in the form of deity, and then also he would talk to the pujaris like Vitalnaji and Gokulnaji. And their four disciples were Ashtachap, and they were constantly playing with baby Krishna, who would come out of the deity and play with them in the forest. And there are so many things. This particular form was so playful, like a naughty boy. And the disciples, the devotees were very old in physical situation. So there was one devotee called Kumbandas. He was very old by that time. And this is not but Krishna's time, just about 400 years back, when Srinathji appeared, when Madhavendra Puri manifested him like that. So Kumbandas is old man, and Kumbandas is sleeping in the night, and Srinathji comes and wakes him up. Baby boy, wake up Kumbana, wake up. So what happened? He said, there is one old gopi in Jatipura. Every day she churns the butter and she is waiting that when my khana will come and steal my butter. While Sri Krishna's incarnation is not taking place that time, it's already over. But she is every day churning butter in that bhav. But that means what? Krishna may not be having his manifest pastimes in this particular time, but you can always be existing in your consciousness at that time. You can always behave or think or have consciousness as if Krishna is with you all the time in baby form. So she is always churning and thinking that, oh, today Krishna should come. So she will hang the butter pot thinking that Krishna will come and steal. And she would pray that I am churning today, oh, come and steal. So Krishna, Srinathji got very inspired. And he said, come, Kumbana, we'll go and steal the butter. That gopi is very much desirous that I should come and eat her butter and steal the butter. So he said, no, I'm a very old man. I cannot come in the darkness also. I'm old man. It's still dark in the night. How will I come? No, don't worry. No. See, otherwise you go and you run because you are a young boy. And I am old man. I cannot run. And I get beaten. So I don't want to come. So no. I will save you. Don't worry. You come with me. So both of them go. And Krishna climbs the roof. Takes away the whatever coverings, one pieces. And enters from that. And he also makes the old man enter in that. And old man goes down. And then Krishna from there only gets hung on the curd pot, butter pot. You can see, from there only he is hanging there. And then Kumbandas is watching from there. And Krishna is holding himself on the rope, hanging. And by one hand he is eating butter. And is engrossed, fully engrossed in relishing the love of that old gopi, who is desiring that Krishna should come and steal my butter. And Kumbana is appreciating so much love and reciprocation this boy has got. And he also is lost watching that beautiful pastime of Krishna hanging with one hand and eating butter with another hand. And then sure enough, that old lady wakes up. And she hears some sound, she comes running. But before that, I'll tell you, she's still sleeping. Before that, Kumbandas is watching that Krishna is hanging and slowly his dhoti is getting loosened. from behind. Now what will happen? Now what will happen? Now what will happen? And Krishna doesn't want to interrupt his activity. Like our devotion should be ahaituki apratihata. His response also is ahaituki apratihata. He cannot interrupt his activity of responding to his devotee's love. So what he does? He is eating. Dhoti is getting loosened, about to fall down from the tucking from behind. And what happens amazingly? Two beautiful blue arms come out of his shoulder from behind, go behind and tuck the loosening dhoti, put it back in position, again go back in shoulder and disappear. And he's watching, oh wow, look at that. So beautifully, without disturbing his activity of relishing the love of his devotee, he has produced two arms and done the job, and arms have disappeared. And soon the old lady comes running. And then he wants to run away. Kumbhandas was on the ground, he's running away, but Krishna just jumps from the hole and goes on the chhat, and he cannot run so fast. The old lady is beating him. Rascal, you are eating my butter. And Krishna is clapping from top. Good. Sir, I told you, this is what happens every time. It did the same thing again to me also. So this old lady feels ki he is sure also, he is mad also. He is talking to somebody who is not existing over here. And Krishna is there clapping. She is able to see Krishna. So why I told this story to you? That even such kind of funny responses he does, how can you say he is detached? He is so much involved. Whichever emotion you feel you have, much, much more in quantity and much, much more in depth, he has the emotion for you in reciprocation. So our Krishna is extremely wonderful personality. But choice is ours. You want him to be detached and uninvolved, then become a karmi, materialistic person. Live for yourself, sense gratification. And lifetimes after lifetimes, you will never see him anywhere. Even he will make you believe that he doesn't exist. He will make you convinced he doesn't exist and Lord is not there, and you can become atheistic as per your choice. But you can make him become, a cuckoo and play for you, sound of cuckoos. You can make him play flute for you. You can make him dance with you. You can make him come and go and steal butter with him. You can do every single thing. Even though we are not pure, but we are, you know, oriented towards him in favorable consciousness, he will respond to you from deity form, from devotee's form, and you will make the, you will have the conviction that he is there. I'm not able to see him, but he's there, involved in each and every activity of my life and guiding me. So, I'll tell you one more story. You all know that the Pandavas were, you know, cheated by Duryodhan. They came back from Varanavat and they came back with Draupadi, right? It is said that Sri Krishna is so kind to his devotees. Although he is in Dwarka and somewhere else doing his own business, but when his devotees are incognito in Varanavata, he goes in Panchal Desh as if to attend the ceremony of Draupadi Swayambara. But he knew, my devotees will come there. He indicates them by eyes, you go now, go and do the activity of lifting. Then Arjuna lifts the bow and attacks the eye of the moving fish, and wins Draupadi. At that time it is said, Sri Krishna did not just go passively to attend the wedding. He said he gave so many chariots, so many horses, so many elephants, and so many beautiful things, gift to Pandavas. And he drove back all the way with them to their home in Hastinapur. That time they appeared first time in Hastinapur after apparently being burnt into the lack house. And that time Vidur comes and guides Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra. Maharaj, it is now, they are not blaming Virochan who was sent by Duryodhan to burn them. They are all blaming you. Because now they all understand that it is you who have accepted this proposal of Duryodhan and Shakuni, and because of that Duryodhan made this lack house, and because of that Pandavas were sent there, and there was a plot of burning them, and everybody knows now that you are the one behind it. So you have been put to shame, Maharaj Dhritarashtra. You think you, nobody knows, but everybody knows you are the culprit behind all these things. So better you it is not a time favorable for you. Better you give half the kingdom to Yudhishthir and let half the kingdom be Duryodhan, and keep, save your skin and your image. Duryodhana understands politically it is not a good situation for me. Otherwise my praja will lose faith in me. So he said, Duryodhan, okay. Duryodhan says, no, I'll not give anything to them. So then father explains, see, foolish boy, this is what is happening. So okay, if there is half kingdom, then I will give Khandavan to Pandavas. Now Khandavan is what? There is something called as lots of forests are there. There are lots of grass and trees are there, which you cut them and it immediately grow back again. By the time you go ahead cutting, then behind the trees go back. Like that place they gave. So what was the idea? That you go on cutting the jungle all the time, you go on making cities and villages, and go on whole life you can spend cutting the trees. And by the time we are also peaceful because you have been given half kingdom. But Sri Krishna is there, who is so much loving and merciful to his devotees. Immediately he summoned Indra and told, send your Vishwakarma. And I want the best of all palaces, best of all cities made into this Khandavan. And they said, overnight Vishwakarma came and built the city of Indraprastha. It is explained that he had to have cement and bricks and all the things and do efforts. It was all Manas Srishti. Vishwakarma did Manas Srishti. Just by the desire. That means in his desire there was all architectural plan ready. And all the beautiful, unbelievable architectural plan were manifested like this. By the desire only. So, what was supposed to be a curse or a very unpleasant thing for Pandavas who live in, take Khandavan as their share, it's like a plot, Krishna turned this in Indraprastha and he said, at that time on the whole earth planet, there was no better place than Indraprastha. And Duryodhana, who felt happy, was afterwards unhappy. And then so many things happened. And then afterwards Indraprastha, Vastu Puja was done and inaugurated and all the wonderful things and many things happened. And then Krishna is about to leave. And when Krishna is about to leave and everybody comes and touches his feet and everything. And he says, now I want to meet my Buwaji, I want to meet Kunti Devi before going. And Kunti Devi, such a beautiful description is there in Bhagavatam. How devotees, by their beautiful, sweet, loving consciousness, is always activating Krishna's heart towards very devoted, spiritual, heart-touching emotions. How they bring out from Krishna the sentiments of love and devotion. So he goes and touches her feet and Kunti says, oh, you're so wonderful. You're always so much involved. Whenever, whatever happened, my children were going through, we could see that you're always there and you always protected us from so many things. The whole world may call us as anath, as orphans, because we were abandoned and we had to go to jungle and we were born in, my sons were born in forest and they had to undergo so many torment kind of sufferings, poisonings and throwing the water and so many things were done. Trying to be burned, but you are always there. So, the whole world may consider us as orphans, but I know we are not orphans because you are always present in our lives. Because of you, we got out of Varnavata. Even my father Kunti Bhoja, my brother Vasudev, and your father, your king Ugrasen, cannot understand the miseries what we underwent. But you understand and you are always there and because of you we have been saved. We have all achieved today's Indraprastha only because of your mercy. Ocean of miseries is simply crossed because of your mercy, my Lord. And I proclaimed to the whole world that just by having your darshan, all miseries get mitigated. All negativities, all sufferings, all so-called miserable situations get mitigated just by having your darshan. So, please come back soon, my Lord. We cannot live without you. Please do not forget my sons. Even if they forget you, which is impossible, but she is so much trying to assure the loving protection and cover of Krishna's mercy over her son. Even if they forget you, please don't forget my sons. Because by remembering you, only by remembering you, we are still alive. Because we remember you, our life is still going on. Otherwise, we are in a situation, such precarious situation, we can always be dead in this situation. Our enemies are always haunting on us, when to kill us by various means of shadyantras. So this is Krishna. That's why we don't believe that he is inactive. He is always active. He is active in proportion to our active nature for him. He is active by our love, reciprocating love with us. So let us all take this very seriously. The personality whom we are talking about is highly emotional, highly personal, highly filled with spiritual emotions all the time. Only what is lacking is our emotions, which are misdirected towards sense gratification. So when we are immersed in his memory, he is immersed in thinking about your welfare, our welfare. When we are immersed and absorbed in serving him, he is always immersed and absorbed in serving us, trying to serve us. And what is the proof? He became charioteer for Krishna, Arjuna, where only kicks are the only indications. You have to only kick right, left and center to tell the charioteer which direction you have to go to. But because of love, he even accepted that position in the middle of the kolahal of the war, to be kicked by Arjuna, right, left and center. But he didn't mind it because of love. Because of love, he ate that lowly casted lady Shabri, Bhilla, she was a tribal woman. And our Balramji, Lakshmanji was very upset with that. He allowed Kevat to wash feet, while Balramji and Lakshmiji always prevented him in Vaikuntha, who was in the form of a scorpion, who always wanted to come and take the nectar from the feet of Vishnu. And Sheshashayi Nag would always kick him away and Lakshmiji also shoo him away. And now he is washing the feet of Lord Ram and he is looking at Lakshman and looking at Sita, that you are not allowing me to go to the feet. Now I am officially not only touching his feet, I am washing his feet and drinking the water, all water. And I will take home also the water to sprinkle on my wife and my children also. So this is the Lord. So when Lord does this, there is no consideration of caste, creed, low born, high born, educated, Brahmin, not Brahmin. Doesn't make any difference. He knows only language of love, which is the highest expression of spirituality, is love. And into that love, he is reciprocating with love and compassion and goes all out in all situations to save his devotees. Sometimes unbelievably, sometimes uniquely, sometimes out of the box thinking way, he goes out and saves his devotees. So I think always the ball is in our court. The way we want Krishna, we can actually decide by our emotions to have him the way we want. Yashoda, by her activities, has him as a small baby, very sweet baby, crawling and behaving in a very odd way. Nanda Maharaj has Krishna as a small baby, and gopis have him as a boyfriend, and the cowherd boys have him as a friend, the cows have him the way they want him to be. So he is taking and assuming forms in so many ways as per the devotee's desire to have him. Is it not so? So wonderful it is. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, this Garga Sahita, or Gopal Champu, or Anand Vrindavan Champu, and so many scriptures are giving us so much of hope that we can have Krishna the way we want. He will come out of the loving sentiment that we have. And our Acharya is so merciful to give us that opportunity. They have come and give us the mantra, give us the principles, and give us the lifestyle and association, so that we can inspire ourselves to assume that loving sentiment, so that Krishna can come in our life in that sentiment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Are there any questions?
the fully activated Krishna key.